for instance, over half of the respondents are quote-unquote very comfortable with brands using AI to create video content, whether it's avatars or other video gen assets, which is encouraging, or should at least be encouraging, I think, to small independent creators looking to scale their content creation. The three main highlights here are as follows from the page. 90.9% of respondents do not have a problem with brands using AI-generated videos. 90.4% don't have a problem with brands using AI-generated avatars in their videos. And just about 70%, 69.8%, of the respondents said they were likely to watch an AI-generated video. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, tonight we are back in the world of HeyGen, the AI avatar generating platform that we have covered in multiple episodes now, but today we're doing something a little different, and we're going to discuss the recent AI Insights report that HeyGen released that is titled, quote-unquote, How Growing AI Sentiment is Building Brand Trust and Creativity. So essentially, it's an AI sentiment analysis in regards to brands using AI in their video content creation in 2025. So, of course, I have shared the link to the landing page covering the report where you can also download the full PDF, but I'm just going to skim through and cover some of the highlights from the landing page here, and I will go ahead and share my screen. So if you're watching along on video, you can look at the information as we're going along. First of all, the survey consisted of 2,385 global consumers across a wide range of business sizes and industries, and they were able to surface some actionable insights for content creators in the year going forward. They finished their little intro here stating that one thing is clear, AI video generation is a new creative frontier. The first section of their analysis here on the landing page has to do with the increasing comfort around AI, which is to be expected as time goes on, more and more people get introduced to the technology, and the people who are getting introduced are getting more and more comfortable with it as they consume it and likely are using it as well. The data here from the report seems to reflect that. For instance, over half of the respondents are quote-unquote very comfortable with brands using AI to create video content, whether it's avatars or other video gen assets, which is encouraging, or should at least be encouraging, I think, to small independent creators looking to scale their content creation. The three main highlights here are as follows from the page. 90.9% of respondents do not have a problem with brands using AI-generated videos. 90.4% don't have a problem with brands using AI-generated avatars in their videos. And just about 70%, 69.8% of the respondents said they were likely to watch an AI-generated video. So I will definitely take the fact that 90.9% of the people surveyed would have no problem with my brand using AI-generated videos in our marketing content, provided a few stipulations, which we'll touch on here in a bit as well. But that should be good news, in my opinion. Now, moving on to the next section here, it is all about brand authenticity. Authenticity is always brought up when we're talking about using AI and generated content, whether or not you are going to be able to maintain an authentic brand voice and a brand style, whether it's text generation or image generation or video generation. Such a valid concern and such a common concern with brands looking to use AI in their content workflows. Can you maintain that authentic visual style and not lose that feeling of your brand with your fan base, your customers, or your prospects? Such a valid and common concern for brands considering using AI in their content creation. But encouragingly, there's good news on this front as well. For instance, consumers are beginning to associate AI-driven content with modernity and creativity. One of the highlighted statistics is that 60.5% of respondents have a positive perception of brands that use AI-generated videos. And also 62.8% believe AI-generated videos actually enhance a brand's creativity and authenticity. So that's pretty surprising as well. We also have here that 89.1% of respondents said using AI wouldn't impact their perception of a brand. So that's particularly interesting to me because there's so much concern about it as far as adopting it into your content creation style. And in this case, anyway, the majority of the respondents say that it doesn't even impact their perception one way or the other. So as usual, nobody really cares quite as much about what we're doing as we do. Now, this next part I also find very interesting. It talks about what is important to respondents if they are going to engage with AI video content. So if you are going to create AI video content, according to the analysis report here or the landing page, you need to consider three things: prioritizing better quality in that AI video content, personalization, which should come as no surprise. We talk about personalization a lot on the show, and then also transparency. So if you're going to use Video Gen in your AI content, don't bring the weak sauce. 52.2% are more likely to engage with higher quality content. Always personalize where you're able to and where it's appropriate. Don't get creepy or overreaching. 25.1% are more likely to engage with personalized content. And then finally, transparency, something that we've talked about since we began talking about AI content. Cut here. Since we began talking about AI content on the show, anytime you're going to use AI to either clone or create or represent your brand or your image or something that is meant to look realistic, be transparent about it for sure. Now, I do always find these types of statistics a little interesting, and maybe I'm exposing my statistical ignorance here, but is this data telling me that just about half of the respondents said that they were not more likely to engage with higher quality content? It just seems a little bit surprising to me. Or that if your content is personalized, that 75% of the people wouldn't be more likely to engage. So again, maybe that's just the marketing bubble I live in and people really don't care about the quality of their content or if it's personalized or not. Anyway, if I'm missing the ball completely on this one, just let me know in the comments. Okay, the next part also shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody who's listened to the show before or who has listened to any really good content anyway, I think, that emphasizes still keeping a human in the loop on everything that you're generating or creating with AI. Their next section here talks about how the survey highlighted the need for that transparent communication about the use of AI, but also that it was still very much important to respondents to know that a human was somehow involved in the loop, with 85.5% of respondents feeling positive knowing an AI video was assisted by humans. Just under half of the people emphasized how important that was. So the importance of human involvement in video creation was mentioned by 47.6% of people. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and break this episode into a two-parter here really quick so we don't stretch you guys too long. We will be back with the second half of the HeyGen AI sentiment analysis for 2025 with part two tomorrow. So that's going to do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.